School's back on campus from Tuesday, but only for a select few and under strict conditions, and there's no end in sight for parents of primary students learning at home. Cabinet will review their situation next week. Years 11 to 13 can head back to class, basically to get ready for exams, but there's a list of rules. School staff need a negative COVID test before they're allowed on site. Masks are mandatory, so is physical distancing. Schools must keep COVID tracing records and disinfect daily. Classes have to be aired out during breaks, with students and teachers outside as much as possible, and no singing or exercising indoors. Joining me now is the principal of Kia Aroha College in South Auckland, Hayley Milne. Kia ora, Hayley, what do you make of this?
It's sort of almost like a gift that's not really a gift. I'm a little bit worried about all of the sort of precautions that need to be taken. I'm really worried about the conflicting messages, and I'm really worried that this actually isn't going to do anywhere close to what we hoped it was going to achieve. So slightly disappointed, I guess.
Hayley, what do you reckon are the conflicting messages?
Well, for our community, we're very Māori and Pacific. So at level three, we can't discharge our obligations and responsibilities in terms of tangihanga. But we can have a whole heap of people at school. It's worrying. We've been told our community has been impacted with the locations of interest the most in the last 7 weeks. Stay home, stay safe, don't go anywhere. And then 2 days' notice and everybody can go back on site. Our community is just really worried about what this actually all means.
Hayley, do you reckon the kids are going to turn up?
No. I just put a quick poll out on my Facebook page and the response is, no, we're not ready yet. There's too many questions and not enough answers, and just because the government said we can open up on Tuesday, we're not sure.
Well, was there any consultation that you were involved with, Hayley?
No. As far as Akatu is concerned, we do have an opportunity to contribute to some of those conversations. But what we're learning is that the Ministry of Health is really making lots of the decisions, and the Ministry of Education just sort of tries to implement them. But what's missing is how that actually works on the ground for schools.
When you said you don't think this will allow you to achieve what you need to, what do you mean? Are you talking about getting the kids prepared in time for exams or something else?
Well, for me, we don't actually do exams at our school. We haven't done external exams for years. We've actually understood that that's not necessarily the only way that we can measure young people's learning. And so for us, the exam part is not really the issue. But I feel like we miss some opportunities. We could have been really courageous and said, you know what, we're going to measure success in a different way this year, given we've had such a ridiculously different year. We might trust teachers and principals to make decisions about where young people would have been at had they had a perfect year, and that may have been the way that young people could have entered universities. I just am really worried that the implications of all of these decisions actually impact most on our Māori and Pacifica young people, which gets to be a little bit frustrating.
How do you think they're going to be disadvantaged in terms of the next steps in their education, like going to university or higher learning?
I think that universities have a process anyway of checking whether people are really ready for university. Most university courses have a different intake to what they have in terms of people graduating from that course. So there's already a system that works for universities. And I think that actually the bigger issue is we've spent a lot of time talking about young people's mental health and well-being, and then we put them into pretty hairy situations that I'm not sure that it actually works.
Hayley, do you know how your school is, or where it's at in terms of teachers getting vaccinated now with the mandate?
Luckily for me, I am not like lots of my other colleagues who are going to have to navigate what that looks like. We have the majority of our staff are already double vaxxed, and there's a couple who intend to be fully vaccinated by the 1st of January, so we're pretty lucky.
Hayley, what do you reckon next Tuesday is going to look like at your school?
I actually have a horrible suspicion that there'll be teachers on site and not very many children, because I think that the other part that this decision means is that there's also going to be, this also impacts on primary schools, because we're going to have young people who have to make the decision about do they come back to school or do they stay home and look after the younger ones. You know, just the impact is a lot broader than I think the simple we can open up to year 11, 12 and 13 on Tuesday.
Hayley, really appreciate your kōrero. That's Hayley Milne, who's from Kia Aroha College in South Auckland.